Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me, just the two of us, on this Memorial Day 2019. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, and I've chosen today to do this for because it's Memorial Day. I wanted to talk to you about, I wanted to put Memorial Day a little bit in perspective for you. And a little more of a specific way, because as you may have heard me say earlier in the show, reasonable people have disagreed on the exact origin of what is now called Memorial Day. Ken Davis and I discussed this. We had not a debate, but we had two different stories, and they were both probably right to some degree. But there are disagreements on the origins of Memorial Day. But most accept that the practice of decorating the graves of Americans who died defending their country began in earnest by women of the South during and following the Civil War. And they, my understanding is, they were not discriminating in the graves that they decorated. If there was a grave there from the war, from the military experience, for North or South, they decorated those graves. But then on May the 5th, 1868, General John A. Logan, a national commander of the Army of the Republic, which would be in a northern, you know, it would be a Yank army at that point, of obviously 1868. General Logan was the first to make Memorial Day official because he issued his General Order Number 11, where he stated in part that, quote, the 30th day of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. I love that word, strewing. That's the actual word he used, S-T-R-E-W-I-N-G. The purpose of strewing flowers. Have you ever strewn flowers? That's a cool word, isn't it? Anyway, back to my story. Since that time, other than Congress making it a national holiday and changing the date to the last Monday in May, America has honored its fallen heroes from all conflicts, all the ones between now and all the way back in our history, in pretty much the same manner that General Logan anticipated, in the language of his order, going on to say, quote, posts and comrades will in their own way arrange such fitting services and testimonials of respect as circumstances may permit, end quote. When America issued its first call to arms, before it was a country, before there was a standing professional army, the call went to the militia, which was identified as all able-bodied men, calling themselves the Minutemen, remember that? Because they couldn't be ready to fight in a minute's notice. They were primarily shopkeepers, craftsmen, farmers, people like that. Today, we call those people small business owners. From as far away as Scotland, America's Minutemen were impressive. Writing about the colony's quest for independence from England in his classic work, The Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith predicted America would prevail thanks to its militia, which, quote, turns from its primary citizen character into a standing army, end quote. That's what Adam Smith said about America's militia, America's Minutemen. Ultimately, the citizen standing army was formalized into state militias. And by the 20th century, they were rebranded as the National Guard. And in 1916, the National Defense Act created another layer of citizen soldier, the reserves. Well, prior to the war with Spain in 1898, Latter-day Minutemen served only on American soil. But ever since, including two world wars and four major conflicts, America has deployed its citizen soldiers around the world alongside regular forces, couldn't tell the difference when they were in the field. Indeed, in Iraq and Afghanistan, Guard and Reserve members have accounted for one-third of U.S. forces, as well as a comparable percentage of killed and wounded in combat. Whenever they've been called, small business owners and their employees have left the marketplace to demonstrate their courage and die, if required, on the battlefield. Freedom, my friends, as you've heard me say before, freedom comes from God. Liberty is an ideal Americans have delivered in a promise to each other for almost 2.5 centuries. Liberty is a promise. It's an ideal that we turned into a promise and we deliver to each other every day. We do this by living our lives in a country where there's a rule of law. We do this by revering a constitution on which those laws stand. We deliver this promise of liberty by allowing each other to live in quiet enjoyment, to enjoy our lives, to own property, to be able to defend our property, and to have a rule of law in this country. Those are ways that you and I live our lives while we're delivering this promise of liberty to each other. Well, this weekend, we partake of the quiet enjoyment of liberty that manifests as a holiday here in America, a national holiday. And amidst the picnics and other gatherings, as we're having fun, each one conducted with the unspoken expectation of safety, we honor those who, as Lincoln so ably prayed in his Gettysburg Address, those who poured out their last full measure of devotion on behalf of a grateful nation. Folks, our Memorial Day heroes include thousands of America's small business volunteers who died while standing a post in harm's way, delivering their promise of liberty to us. Of course, they were some of them. There are hundreds of thousands, I guess maybe, I've got a number somewhere, but way more than a million of our men and women, fellow Americans, poured out the last full measure of devotion on behalf of you and me as they delivered that promise of liberty to you and me so we could have a safe and happy Memorial Day and so that we could say to each other as a way of celebrating their lives and their commitment, we can say to each other, Happy Memorial Day. 20 after. I'm Jim Bassingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.